Sports Central. Basketball.
Let's talk some hoops with Roy Ward, of course, Chief Basketball Writer for The Age. Good afternoon, Roy.
Good afternoon.
Nice to speak to you, mate. Some interesting games. I just want to go back to midweek. We know that the NBL has come back in a big way, Roy, with the quality on court, the package at the venues, the fans coming back. That Townsville win against Adelaide, I thought, if I think back to just great sporting moments, I think they were 15 down. It goes down to, what, the last 1 or 2 seconds. It's like they'd won the lottery, Townsville, up there. It was just one of those magic moments in sport that you want to bottle and replay in a few years' time.
Absolutely. I think appease our Fox Sports overlords, I think it's going straight to Fox Sports Gold, that game.
Yes.
It's one of the really great finishes. It's just amazing at times that a guy like a Mirko Djerić, who is relatively unknown still in Australian basketball and has had his battles, suddenly gets hot like that at the end of the game and gets them back into it. And just, I think we love the errors in sport too, don't we? For those who haven't seen, Adelaide threw an inbound to mid-court. Mm. With the seconds to go, they're only up by a point. It got tipped away and stolen by Townsville. They got a breakaway dunk and won. So we love the errors. The errors make the occasion as much as the great moments do, don't they?
Indeed. And then, of course, the two teams met last night. The quick turnaround back on Adelaide's home court, and it was a 36-76 to 66 last night. Now, I know, speaking to you, Roy, the last few weeks, you've spoken about Jerome Randle just with glowing praise, and last night he turned it on again just with some magic moments of his own.
Look, and I think he probably had a bit of gastro or something last night and said he didn't actually have his best game. He still had 19-odd points and made a couple of big plays. Seven turnovers will certainly make him pretty disappointed. But he just he's one of those players. He does something every time you watch him. He brings something out. Even if he only scores 8 or 10 points, a couple of those points will be really brilliant. So he's got some great quality. We're seeing that week in, week out. And the rest of the Adelaide guys are rallying behind him, I think, and really fitting in well. We had guys like Adam Gibson and Mitch Creek. These guys are going to love him playing with him. And Adelaide had to make up. They could not lose again after dropping that game in Townsville. And they handled their business. I mean, for Townsville, the Magic probably ran out a little bit after a bit extra travel and all the adrenaline from the midweek game. But still a good little contest, good fourth quarter too. Adelaide really only took it away at the end.
Just on Melbourne United, we know they're going through a bit of a patch, and they've been going through it for quite a while now since they won those opening 9 games. I watched the start of that game against the Wildcats, a huge crowd Thursday night. It's a great venue over there in Perth, and they started off pretty well, but gee, by half time, they were just about cooked and never really recovered after that. What do you take out of that game?
I think we take out of that game that if you let Jermaine Beal off the leash, be prepared to get bitten, and bitten several times. Oh. I mean, you had 10 of 19 three-point shooting, and if you wind it right back, and I think Chris Golding said that post-game, they gave him a couple of open looks early. He splashed both of those, and before you know it, he was off to the races. We all know those athletes across any different sport. You give them an inch, they'll take a mile, and Beal took the distance between Melbourne and Perth and then some. But had a great night. Melbourne's just got to learn. You can't let guys off easy. You can't give open shots and let blokes build confidence. They'll take that lesson, but I think they're also going to push this game away a little bit and say, well, let's just chalk it up to a bad night and a few blown covers and try and come back better next time. Because they still scored 80-odd points.
Yeah, no doubt. They've got the Kings
pumped in that area.
Yeah, Kings on Wednesday night, so a chance to turn around. Kings have got Perth today, so a couple of really tough games for Sydney, who are trying to get off the bottom of the table. Quick focus on the girls. Melbourne Boomers. I spoke to Guy Malloy on the program last week. This weekend was going to be really critical. They got a doubleheader, but gee, started in style against the Spirit last night, despite 23 for Belinda Snell. Melbourne with a really good win on the road.
A really, really good win, considering Kelly Wilson was playing her 300th game for Bendigo. Kelly's a Leon Gaffer girl who sort of has played majority of her career at Bendigo and become a real favourite there. And they also had sort of celebrated Belinda Snell's milestone from the week before, her 250th game. So it was a big night. There was a lot of emotion in the place in Bendigo, and they had a game they really needed to win to keep up with the top sides. And the Boomers have come over the top of them, really handled business in the fourth quarter. You know, won that where it mattered and really come back from a horror week the week before where they were down on confidence, not executing, not doing things that make Melbourne Boomers a good club. And there. They certainly did it last night, and great result, great resolve from Melbourne. And I'll say they've got a little bit of form. The last few years, they've won a few games in Bendigo, even as Bendigo have been an elite side. There was a game a couple of years ago where I remember they won the game and then looked around each other like, is this actually happening?
Yeah, phenomenal.
They've got some history there.
Dandenong 84-80 over Canberra. So good win by the Rangers last night. The Capitals stay in town today to take on the Melbourne Boomers. If you want to get out to the State Basketball Centre, 3 o'clock tip-off, and Melbourne trying to make it 2 from 2. Good on you, Roy. We'll read your great work in The Age.